gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Pete LeBay, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zalbin.
Hey, all right. Nice, huh? Good trap there, Pete. I liked it. I'm Alex.
Good evening.
Awesome. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Booth Man.
Booth Man.
Guys, very exciting night. We're apparently part of the CMJ Music Festival.
It's a great home for us as well.
That's the Comics Must
Jump. Yep. Comics Must Jump.
Comics Can't Jump.
Whoa.
It's not that kind of show, Booth.
We also are a little haunted this evening.
We're a little haunted.
Like, by spiders.
Now, for those of you who are just listening, this is not a joke. There are cobwebs about a foot above our head.
Apparently, fortunately, we're all very tiny people.
That's the other thing. We're very short.
I'm the tallest one, and I'm...
Yeah. So, guys, this past weekend was New York Comic Con. Did you guys head out to New York Comic Con?
That's true. Yeah.
Great. Good.
It was great.
What was your favorite thing? We were pretty busy. We were all running around doing stuff in New York Comic Con. What's your favorite thing that happened?
Pete and I got to drink out of Garth Ennis's flask at a point.
And that's a euphemism.
Yep. Exactly right.
No, that's
I won't tell you
what happened.
I won't tell you what was at the bottom of that flask. There was
how
a
was
hole
that?
That's
pretty
bottom.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was.
No,
yeah,
it was.
Cool.
Garth Ennis. Yeah, we were talking about drinking, and he's a big fan of it. And then he just pulled out his flask, and he was like, "You want a pull?" I was like, oh, yeah.
And it was like, what? Was that Saturday, like, early afternoon?
Yeah,
it was
like, you don't maybe even like, one?
Yeah.
So it's basically like you guys made out with Garth Ennis.
In a lot of ways, yeah. Nice. In a lot of ways. His tongue is a lot like Preacher, I would expect Preacher to be.
Like Preacher?
Yep. What was your favorite memory?
That sounded like you wandered through a comic book store and saw the name of a comic. You're like,
I've never actually read a comic book.
Man. My favorite thing?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I think I was mentioning to you guys, I mean, just talking about interviews. I got to chat with a lady who played Irina Adler in Sherlock.
Nice.
All right, one guy. Yeah. Lara Perlver, I interviewed her for a while. And I actually did not know, because I came into the interview totally unprepared, who it was until the first question. She was like, well, you know, when I was on Sherlock, it's only this light bulb, sexy light bulb went off over my head.
Wow.
Yeah. And anyway, we're going out tomorrow, so that should be pretty nice.
Ooh. Wow. Mary. Alex Zalbin does move pretty fast in his interviews.
I move pretty fast. 2 days later, we go out on a first date.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations.
That's the dirtiest thing I could ever think of.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you guys are sucking on Garth Ennis' penis.
What?
What? Oh, no, it's a euphemism for drinking his flask.
Drinking out of a flask.
Guys, I'm very excited about the show we have tonight and the guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Wickens and Zane Grant.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome to the show, guys. Come on, sit on down. Very excited to have you guys here.
I can tell that was an introduction or a pre-introduction.
It was a little bit of both. It was a little bit of both. So, guys, you're part of the CMJ Music Festival, is what
Congrats.
We're celebrating here.
Finally.
Yeah, thanks for coming and jamming with us, bros.
We love music.
This is 120 minutes, so what did you guys do?
That's for old people.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was specifically for you.
Oh, my goodness. Sean, welcome back to the show. So you're part
of
something called the Bad Theater Festival now.
That's correct.
Is that anything like the CMJ Music Fest that we're actively participating in
now? I think it's sort of more so for bands that don't get in the CMJ Fest.
Uh-huh.
They might be able to get into our festival.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just sort of like a collection of interesting and weird theater. It's some people who've never even written anything before. Or some people who have written several things and was like, this is something that I'm never going to put up anywhere. And
really
our
selling it.
Places, yeah. Our place is the perfect, you know, venue for some weird theater. So
now, there was recently I'm forgetting the exact name, but there was either a superhero or a comic book-based theater festival. Do you have any bad theater that's based on comic books or superheroes?
Oh, geez.
I'm just wondering what you're doing on the show, Sean.
Why
are you here?
Wow. Real call out.
We have comedians on the show sometimes.
That's true. Well, I knew you as an improviser before you had the beard. Now that you're in theater, you've really grown a wicked beard.
I have, yeah. Thank you.
Wiccans?
It's a Wiccan beard.
Oh.
I get it. Wiccans, yeah.
If there's one standout that people should check out at the Bad Theater Festival,
I mean, there's many, but there's one show that's coming from Beijing, a one-woman show about a woman's Google searches. She did a whole year of Google searches.
So I'm doing that, too. I'm doing that. Yeah. I'm doing that.
All you have to do is write it down.
Hold on. Google does it for me.
Oh, okay.
So
there you go.
I might not be understanding what the festival's about. But
sure.
So she is coming from Beijing.
Right.
To do the show about Google searches as part of the Bad Theater Festival.
Correct.
So basically, did you trick her into coming out from Beijing?
No. The website was badtheaterfest.com. People knew what they were submitting. We also have a short film, like sort of a R. Kelly-esque evangelical music video.
What?
And the guy knew what he was submitting to. Obviously, people are going to be laughing at it, but it was a shoe-in.
I don't know if you watch. I don't know if you watch a lot of 120 minutes, but bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Matt Pinfield. 120 minutes. Is this resonating with you?
That is the worst.
I think Matt Pinfield was after 120 minutes, even, wasn't he?
No,
was
he on there? Did he host that show?
I actually don't know.
Yeah,
you did. Okay. Back straight.
Yeah. He was like,
and then Ricky Rackman after that. Yeah. For Headbangers Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Ball,
talk about metal. We are connecting. This is what CMJ is all about, you
That's
guys.
Right.
Bring us together.
Zane, let's chat with you a little bit. Gil, also, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so let's. You have a new series coming out through IDW. Is it called Let's Play God? Did I actually get that right?
It's correct. Yeah, it was named after a Big Boy song, which was like an old punk band from Austin in the 80s that
CMJ.
Nobody ever heard of.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Music.
Music.
But it is about an all-girl punk band, and they're being murdered by a maniac, and one of them's trying to figure out who the hell it is.
Yeah, murder. We got a fan of murder in the audience.
Murder. Can I get some murder applause?
You clapped really quickly about that.
Yeah. So
murdering women.
This is I don't know if it's only the second time, but this is the second time you're writing a series with your sister. It is.
Yeah, well, this is the third miniseries we've done.
Right.
Yeah, and we did a Suicide Girls miniseries that was very popular among...
Yeah, it was.
Why? Why was it so popular?
Among people who masturbate and...
Amongst people who masturbate?
Right.
All right.
That's quite a
demographic you're talking about.
How popular do you think this new series will be with people who masturbate?
It's going to be 200% more popular
than
Suicide Girls.
That's quite an increase.
Just because the violence increased.
Yeah, well, people are masturbating more.
Already. In this economy.
In this economy, yeah.
Who can afford to go out?
Yeah.
Another night in. What'll I do?
So now, just as a little bit of a sidetrack for the masturbation talk, I don't know if you guys know, but it's actually somebody's birthday recently.
Who?
It's Zane's sister Bree's birthday. It's today.
Today?
Yes, today. And also, it was Justin's birthday yesterday.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I figured while we're here, maybe we could all sing a double birthday to Bree and to Justin.
That would be great.
Is that cool?
Yeah,
what's a double birthday? Is that a song?
You say happy double birthday to you?
Nice, cool.
Yeah, all right, ready? We'll all sing it together. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Happy double birthday to you,
Justin.
Happy birthday to you,
Justin and Bree.
Happy birthday, dear Justin. Happy birthday to you.
CMJ Music Festival, yeah!
CMJ
2012.
Please go to CMJ Comic Book Festival for more information and to download an exclusive remix of that track.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's really exclusive.
Double birthday.
Yeah. It's really exclusive. It's
now,
like
Zane, you're also, you have some stories coming up in a couple of anthologies as well.
I do, yeah. I have a story in the new Occupy Comics anthology with my friend Jonathan Spees here.
Awesome.
And
that guy's here.
Which features such talent as Alan Moore, David
I heard of
Lloyd.
Him.
Cool.
And other people who are more impressive.
Sorry, Alan Moore just took his name off of it.
He did?
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Alex is G-chatting with Alan Moore right now.
LOL, what are you up to? Yeah.
When are we seeing Before Occupy Comics? Is that coming out soon?
What?
Before Occupy Comics? Is that happening?
I get it. It's a humor joke.
I get it.
It's a humor joke. That's a joke with humor.
A humor joke.
So I think, is Amanda Palmer doing a story? I think when we had her on the show, she was talking about...
I believe.
About, yeah?
She's doing something. She's okay. Always up to something, isn't she?
She's up to something.
She yeah. does stuff.
Yeah, yeah, she's a little sneak.
She's doing a show downstairs and bartending up here also tonight. Yeah.
So what is the idea of Occupy Comics, though?
Occupy Comics was a benefit for the Occupy Wall Street protests. And
heard of that?
Different comics creators donated their time to write varying quality pieces. Some more
You're
humorous.
You're saying that Alan Moore's piece is going to suck.
Alan Moore, from what I understand, is not going to suck. But from what I understand, he turned in a 30-page piece of prose.
Wow.
It might even be pro Wall Street, for all we know.
We don't know. But I'm sure it's going to be beautiful prose.
Awesome.
so, yeah. And then I have another anthology, like kind of an independent thing we did a Kickstarter for called Animal Kingdom. And, we have another piece in that. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's fun.
Very cool. All right, good. And where should people go to check out more about your stuff?
You can look at my website, zangrant.org.
Excellent. Nice. All right, we'll definitely do that. All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
Okay, in the stack, we are going to talk about some titles, some comic books that we particularly like this week, and go to bat for them. And appropriately enough, we're going to kick it off with Pete's pick, Batman,
yeah,
number 13.
Batman.
Now, this is kicking off the
major fart noise from the crowd.
Death of Family arc. The Joker comes back. He's gunning for the Bat family. He's going to kill all of them. Pete, what did you like about this book?
Well, first of all, this is kind of a newer, scarier Joker. This is very powerful stuff. I've never been more scared.
Never been more scared?
Really? Did you see the backup with the Harley Quinn? I mean, this is, like, she's freaked out. And she works with the Joker, like, how?
She works with him. They're coworkers.
Yeah, they're coworkers. Yeah. And she's like, no, he's really fucked up this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I
I'm
bet that's
really
what
nervous.
Your coworkers are like to you.
Yeah, it's true. You guys are assholes.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Coworkers? Yeah, we're coworkers.
Oh, we're coworkers, yeah.
For
the
those
office
who
party is terrible.
Don't know what's going on, about a year... Yeah, this is a bad office party. For those of you who don't know, about a year ago, the Joker had his face removed by a guy named the Doll Man.
He took his face
he
off.
He asked for it to happen.
Yeah, he was like, could you take my face off? And they did. And then they
and
put
John
it in a
Travolta
drawer.
John Travolta was the Joker.
What?
Nothing.
Nope. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. So anyway, he gets his face back, ties it on with a belt, and is going after the Bat family. What do you think about this, Justin?
I thought it was really good. It is very, in reading it, Scott Snyder does a good job of, like, a lot of the violence occurs off-panel, so you just hear the necks cracking of these different victims, and it's really well done.
It's very powerful.
Very
actually, a lot of that is Greg Capullo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I chatted with him this past weekend, and Greg Capullo, I chatted with him when we were hanging out.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Not a big deal.
You do move pretty fast on in your interviews.
Yeah. So when I was talking with him, basically what Snyder does is he kind of leaves it up to them a little bit. What? CMJ! Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. What did you guys think about this
book? It was an engaging story to come into it in the middle.
Thank you, Professor.
Yeah. I didn't know about the removing of the face thing. That answered some questions for me, though. Okay. Zane, what did you think?
I love Scott Snyder. Great writer. I hope he leaves Swamp Thing and they let me write it next.
Nice.
It sounds like a nefarious
but
plan.
He's doing great on this Bat book, and I'm sure they announced what he's going to do, a new Superman book or something.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he'll do great with that with Jim Lee, right?
Yeah.
can't go wrong.
Cool.
Wow, nice. What's with the? Is that a mask on the front that you can wear?
That you can wear. You can be the Joker.
Yeah, there's a this is a die cut cover.
Yeah.
With the Joker's face, it's going to be on the front of pretty much all of the Bat books over the next month.
I thought it was Goofy.
The die-cut cover. No, it's Joker.
Oh. No. nice stuff.
All right, let's move on. Nice, this is Justin's pick, Fantastic Four, number 611 from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
This is the last issue of Jonathan Hickman's run on the title.
Epic run. Yeah. Epic run, and he ends it with Doctor Doom wearing two Infinity Gauntlets in his own dimension, like making a universe and killing people. It was awesome.
I can't believe you finished that as the music actually finally died.
Yeah. Yo, I got this is my band downstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is your backing band?
I just text them and they stop.
Yeah, whenever
amazing.
He talks, they yeah. don't play, but when yeah. we talk. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Pete, what did you think about this
is.
Book?
Well, it was he really did an amazing job with his run on Fantastic Four. I feel like this really did a great job of coming together, really touching moments, and also really enjoyed his last kind of like letter to all the fans at the end. I thought that was really amazing.
It yeah. was very sweet.
What did the letter say?
It's like, don't read comics, go fuck yourself. Sort of the, I mean, that was like the underpinning feeling, right?
I don't know if that's what he was trying to say.
Did you guys check out either this or any of his Fantastic Four run? Any thoughts on it?
I did. I didn't read this one, but I've read some of them. And he's a very good writer. I was never that interested in Fantastic Four. You know, it's kind of a family. Families are boring, right? It's like, I don't care if you go to another dimension.
What's families?
Families. What's wrong with them?
What's wrong with families? We answer that
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we
wait,
yeah.
Every
this,
show we tackle.
The presidential
every
debate?
Show we tackle a really big issue, and tonight
right.
it's the
What's
family.
What's wrong with families?
So, well, Zane?
Zane, over to you. We're going to leave for an hour. You explain the problem with families, and then we'll come back.
Divorce rates are up.
Nice.
Cool. Have you checked out any Fantastic Four?
I'm a sucker for anything that takes place in space. It was awesome. Anything?
anything that takes place in space?
Anything. Families wow. in space.
Leprechaun.
You should check
yeah.
out The Moon.
I've been trying to. Every night.
Yeah,
definitely.
Cool. You love yeah. it.
Next year, the Bad Theater Festival's in space.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the only way to one-up ourselves. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
In space. You heard
only
it
one
first.
Way to go, and that's
yeah.
up.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Good on his Fantastic Four run? Do you think it went out in style?
Well, we were talking to, I forget who, but someone who works at Marvel this weekend, and they were saying that when he came in and got put on this book, he dropped down like a stack of documents and spread it all around the table. It's like, this is what I'm doing for the next 3 years. Everyone else is like the guy that did too much homework. It's like, oh. And then he brought it to a close exactly on time. Like, he had planned exactly from beginning to end what he wanted his run to be and ended it right
I
here.
Really, I love this.
So that's cool.
So he's a big old nerd.
Yeah, and I love that. He
I
can
did love the stuff with Doom
nerds.
And, you know, the daughter there. I thought it was
Valeria.
Really kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Unlikely friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Just there like you and Alex.
Yep. We're buds.
You proved me wrong. You proved me wrong right there.
All right, let's move on. This is my pick, Conan the Barbarian,
yeah.
number 9. Now, I haven't really been into Conan too much over the years, but
right,
this run by Brian Wood and mostly by Becky Cloonan has been fantastic. Basically, what's happening here, you have Conan, big barbarian. When he's a little guy, he's not quite totally beefed up to Schwarzenegger proportions yet.
He's not working out yet.
Yeah. He is
still,
having
he's
a
still eating carbs,
yeah.
so he's not getting his shit together.
Yeah.
He
is having this romance with this pirate queen, Belit, and the first arc...
Romance, they're pretty serious. I mean, it's not like some kind of one-night stand
yeah,
thing.
Don't you cheapen their relationship.
Yeah,
it's don't cheapen they're their having a serious thing.
Yeah.
Don't
like
cheapen it by
ring.
Calling it romance.
Yeah.
The most disgusting of the words.
He took her home to meet his family in this,
yeah,
this series.
Yeah, which I think is cool. And it takes her out of...
And then they saw...
So most of this issue is her wandering through the wilderness, snowblind, learning more about Conan's past, and getting comfortable in his world. It is kind of exactly what you would do when you go home to meet somebody's parents, but to the utmost degree because they're barbarians and they're slaughtering each other and chopping
yeah.
off each other's heads.
When I go home to meet someone's parents, I always solve one murder while I'm there.
Yeah.
One,
well,
if it's a cold
nice
case or an unsolved murder,
right.
I always solve one murder.
If there's no murders, do you cause a murder?
Well, I have to solve a murder. There's no way around it.
Murder!
Even if it points to me.
You guys? Did you guys get to check this out? Any thoughts on Conan in general?
Anything to do with barbarians, I'm in.
Yeah.
But I didn't have time
anything?
To read the... I didn't have... Anything.
Wow.
Barbarians in space?
You just blew my mind.
Perfect comic.
It would be... Yeah, perfect. I didn't get a chance to read this one, though.
Zane?
I did not read it, but I do like Vasilis Lolos' art as well as Becky Cloonan, so I'm sure I'll be picking it up in trade.
Yeah, the art here was good. I felt like it was a little bit jarring because Becky has put such a stamp on this title in such a short period of time
mm-hmm.
that seeing a different artist the last issue threw me out a little bit.
Yep.
But who is it again? It's Vasilis Lolos.
Yeah.
got really comfortable Lolos. With this issue, and yeah. it was great. So even if you didn't pick up the others, I think you could jump right in and pick up this one.
And I think Brian Wood's doing 25 issues, is what he said. Yeah. We interviewed him at the con as well.
All at the same time.
Yep.
He threw down a stack of paper, and he's like, this is what I'm doing.
And then I was impressed again. I love people who have their shit together.
Yeah?
It's impressive.
How are you
doing? I'd like to chime in here and say it was a really great book.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Yep. That's it for the stack. All right.
It's great when you get your opinion in there.
Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section. You guys make it up. It's your audience questions. For that, we're going to go over to Boot Man.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm just doing some things.
Got extra music Base with man. Our music.
Yeah, take your time, Booth Man. We can
drum solo.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that the drums were really loud, that it would overpower everything we're saying.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm
you know,
that.
The band might be complaining about us, though. We never know.
Right now, they're going
they
like,
could be.
Well, why they start talking about... I'm not going to do that. Never mind.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're more punk.
I'll handle the Matt Pinfield impressions here.
Ugh. All right. Were there any new books you discovered at New York Comic Con that we should know about?
Oh, were there any new books at New York Comic Con that we should know about? First of all, were you guys at New York Comic Con this weekend?
I was there.
Yeah?
I'm ashamed to say that I'm not. I was not there. I live a block away from the Javits Center.
That's even worse.
You do?
But
what?
In my defense,
it's all like in construction holes over there.
In my defense, I had to work.
Do you live in the river?
Yeah, I had to work this weekend though. But I did see enough. My favorite thing about it is always people wearing costumes. So I did get that just from people walking by and the like construction workers just like. Not able to handle that people are walking around.
Oh,
in
what's this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
they rushed so many construction workers to the hospital with cat call.
What was your favorite costume you saw, Sean?
Fat old Batman. I'm always a sucker for fat old Batman.
Great Halloween costume as well.
I guess I should have talked about some hot girl that I saw, but I immediately went to fat old Batman.
Everyone has their taste.
That's right.
So, Zane, did you check out any comics this weekend? Anything you were particularly excited about?
I looked around, but, I usually go to I live in L.A. now, so I usually go to, like, Meltdown or something and pick stuff up. But, I don't know. I picked up some art from some people. Tim Seeley gave me a cover of some art we did. Oh, Dennis awesome. Calero had some amazing art there that you should definitely check out.
Wow, great stuff.
Huh?
Nope, that's the guy in the crowd.
My favorite costume, I saw an Ice King from Adventure Time with a penguin. And I thought,
I saw that guy.
Awesome. I saw
was
that
cool.
guy. That was cool.
Cool. What about you guys? Anything you checked out that was particularly cool at the con?
For a comic book upcoming?
Yeah.
That's tough. There's
this book called Thunderbolts that's going to be coming out. It's going to be amazing.
A little small creator-owned book
called
Thunderbolts.
I splurged on the first day. I really didn't mean to, but I went by the Oni booth, and they have these new color editions of Scott Pilgrim. At cons, they've been selling the Evil Edition, which has the Evil ex-boyfriends on the cover. They had the first volume. I totally missed it at San Diego, so I picked up that. And I picked up Volume 2, which they just released for New York Comic Con as well. And then, for just $60 more, they had this limited edition, limited to 1,000 set of Scott Pilgrim swag. So it was stickers they had made and art prints and book plates.
Stickers, awesome, dude.
And they had, you remember the movie that Lucas Lee is doing in the second volume?
Yep.
They made a crew tag for the movie. In the thing. I was like, all right, I'll be here.
Sweet, you really got
money well spent, bro.
Yep.
The only thing I bought was a Felix the Cat t-shirt that Pete promptly went down and also bought, thus ruining my purchase. Because now, when can I copycat literally? Yeah. That's kind of
New
the kind
York
of shit that Felix
copycat.
Wouldn't pull.
It was a weird moment. Just because I was like, oh my God, that is the coolest t-shirt. Where did you get it?
And
you
I was like, thanks, man, right over there. And you were like, see you later.
And then after I bought, I was like, look, Justin. And then I saw the look in your face, and I was like, oh, this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
But it didn't dawn on me till after.
Because you want us to be the same?
No, because I love Felix the Cat so much.
Wow.
That I wasn't thinking clearly. And then I was like, oh.
I thought you were going to say you loved me so much, so you wanted to dress similar.
Nope. I got to admit, I'm a little sad you guys didn't tell me about this shirt. So I could pick up one.
I know. Well, maybe we're going to get you one for your birthday.
Yeah, maybe we're
waiting.
It's
coming up.
Is it? When is your birthday?
Sometime.
I'll find on Facebook and write you a status update.
Cool, thanks. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics Let's get the next question.
Let's get the next rock song.
This is from Anonymous. How much does the Greg hackers? Capullo not draw good?
Wow.
How much does Greg Capullo not draw?
It's Anonymous wrote this. I don't know if you can see. It's Anonymous.
Oh.
Well, you are the only person that thinks
Yeah,
that.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Nobody else agrees with you, Anonymous person. Nobody else agrees with you.
Well, Zane's reading it right now. Are you a fan?
What do you think of Greg Capullo?
I don't think it's... it is. It is a great colorist. Yeah, this Glapion guy, or however you say it. He is very good. But, It looks good to me. I'm no
he's a professional.
There's a glowing review.
I like him. I really like his style a lot. I think, like we were talking
really
about
works
before,
well in this title.
His pacing is very good as well. Yeah. There's a whole sequence in Batman 13 where the Joker, like you were talking about, is in the police department, and they keep going from black panels to lit up panels.
Yeah.
Looks like the lights are flashing. There's a great amount of tension in there.
One where he's lost in the maze is crazy, too.
Yeah. Really good stuff. And he is... such a dude, which is so surprising.
What does that mean?
Are you impressed with his swagger?
Yeah. I am. He's like really.
He's really hairy.
Muscular.
Would he walk up to you and like, how much you bench, Zelda?
Wait, you're saying he's such a dude because he's really muscular?
He's really muscular. He's got this goatee.
Very attractive.
He's got a curse all the time.
Great musk.
Oh, wow. I don't know if
great. Really musky.
His balls have a really manly smell to them.
You can taste them. It's really nice.
You can kiss me. You don't feel gay. You just feel safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Sean. Pretty much said it for me.
Yeah. No. I guess you're right. That's a great fan accolade for a comic book artist.
Anyway, he is. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're gonna get some free. Okay. Dennis Calero. There. I don't know. You don't have any. No. Now, we actually have a stack of comics. I don't know if anybody else in the audience has any questions about anything having to do with geek stuff, comic book stuff. All right. Peanut. Anybody questions about anything? Raise
live
your hand.
Question. We're taking
no
live questions?
Questions
today.
Live
yes,
questions.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Now that AVX is over, who's going to fight who in the next?
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
This is a
great question.
Question was, now that AVX is over, who's going to fight who in the next big event?
I think all humans versus all animals.
Wow.
Makes sense to me. Who wins? Animals.
Animals.
Animals, sure.
Gerbils.
No germs. None of that germ shit. They're not allowed.
Not germs?
Insects.
Not germs.
Insects?
Huh? Insects, yeah.
They're allowed?
Yeah.
If every bee just got together against humans.
They get one sting and they're dead.
Yeah, but I think there's enough, right?
Yeah.
Not lately.
Yeah, they could, at the end of the event, they could form a big animal ball and go after all the humans. What?
Animal ball.
Roll up into a big old animal ball.
What you know what? You I'm going to disagree. About? There's going to be one smart human that dresses up as an animal and just hangs out while
oh, that's
the other
right.
animals...
Oh, that's right. Issue 6, they send in the furries.
Yeah. You're right.
Send in the furries.
That's the title. Enter the furries.
He, Mr. President! This human dresses like an animal, and the animals are like, yeah, he looks like us. Give him a pass. We'll save him for last, if nothing else.
I think they're going to go a little bit more classic, and they're going to do the good guys versus bad guys in the next one.
Just all the good guys? Yep. That's regular comics.
Yep. That's what it's going to be called? It's going to be called good guys versus bad guys?
It's going to be called old school.
Nice.
Good guys versus bad guys.
Well, you should read any comic anywhere, then, because you don't really like it. They're already doing it.
I do like them.
It's a 60-year crossover that's going on since comics were invented.
Awesome. Then I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah.
Now, I actually do agree with Pete. I think we're going to, next big crossover that's going to happen, you're going to get a clear villain because they've played out by going to Avengers versus X-Men. Obviously, it sold a lot, but you can't just switch it over to like New Mutants versus
it was Civil War,
New
it was
Warriors
yeah,
or something.
It was, yeah.
And get the same thing. So you're going to have to do something different. You're going to have a big villain that everybody focuses on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ultron.
Ultron. There you go. All right, you asked that. You get some comics here. Any other questions? We could have one more question.
Question.
Free comics. Yes.
What's up with the Ant-Man movie? And I don't know if they announced it, but who do you guys think should play Ant-Man?
Oh, okay.
Good
What's up with the Ant-Man movie, and who do you think should play Ant-Man? They just announced that Ant-Man is going to be happening on May 1st, 2015, and that's directed by Edgar Wright. So you're going to have to wait a little bit for it, but... this is the first Edgar Wright movie that's actually been scheduled at all. He usually takes years and years and years to do these.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. What do you guys think? Well, who do you want to see play Ant-Man?
Can anyone make a case that it's not going to be Simon Pegg?
I'm going to give it to Adrian Brody. Why not?
Yeah.
Nice. And that decision sticks, right? Because you're giving it to him.
I, that's what I'm sticking with, yeah.
I'll tell you what. There are a few actors who I like less than Adrian Brody.
Wow.
I very much dislike him for some reason.
I think
you dislike him.
I dislike him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know who would be good? If they're going to go for somebody small, they should get the half man from Two and a Half Men. He would be really good.
The fat kid who grew into like a sort of fat teenager?
Yeah, him. That kid.
Oh, nice. I guess. Why, though, I guess?
He's already small.
You can save on the CGI, huh?
Exactly.
He's already a little small.
Yeah.
What about Justin Tyler?
Thank you, Boothman. I'm a classically trained actor.
You know what? Right. I'm going to change my answer. Justin Tyler. Let's give it to him.
Zane, what about
you?
Thank you, one
audience member. Who's clapped?
Toby Keith. I don't know.
Toby Keith.
I'm just throwing a name.
He's
out
on
there.
The short list.
Justin Taylor, you're off the production. I'm giving it to Toby Keith.
I think it's going to be Ernie Hudson.
Yep.
Ernie Hudson.
Yep.
A lot of strong choices here, you guys.
Yep. He's going to say, I love this town.
Yeah.
That was definitely. All right, never mind.
Really?
Joke for Pete. All right.
I don't get that.
You're going to get some free comics. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman. Okay, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
Yeah.
So in The Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. And, of course, this is sponsored by the CMJ Music Festival.
Yep.
CMJ Music Festival. Wow, that's loud.
I just texted my band downstairs to turn it off.
All right, first thing we're going to talk about, and I'm really excited to talk about this for the first time in a really long time, new episode of Walking Dead happened this past Sunday.
It's
now, I know every single one of you saw it because every single person in America saw it. It was the highest rated basic cable premiere ever. And that's with AMC still fighting with Dish Network, which accounts for one-third of their subscribers. So even with that out of the way, everybody watched it. What'd you guys think, and what were you excited about? Did you guys get to check it out?
I saw it through the end of the last season, but, it was New York Comic Con, and afterwards I went to an empty bar and sang karaoke. So
wait, what? Yeah. On Sunday. I thought you were trying to connect that somehow to Walking Dead.
Yeah,
I was like,
So I went New York Comic Con. Yeah. And then Walking Dead was playing, and I was at an empty metal bar, and they said, we'll give you a shot for every song you sing.
It's true.
And
how could you pass it up?
How many songs did you sing?
I was like, so we stayed until 4 a.m., and I'm sure it was a great show, though. I mean, the last season was so riveting. Things were happening at such a fast pace.
Yeah.
Hey, you watch
a little bit
mouth.
Of a spoiler. this episode was mostly them being like, should we leave the farm? What do you think?
Oh, still?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
It was a lot of Where's Carl? There's Carl's playing an elaborate game of hide and seek.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought this episode actually was great.
It was.
Front to back, awesome episode. It left me, I think, for the first time since the first episode of Walking Dead, wanting more at the end. Thinking, man, it felt like at the end of the hour, they had cut it off in the middle of a two-hour premiere episode. Yeah. And I cannot wait for the next episode next week.
I agree. It was really good. The whole opening sequence is like mostly silent, like not really any talking. It was really good. Really, there were some zombies in it. It was awesome.
Yeah, Pete, what about you? Headbangers, Pete.
I'm sorry, I was jamming out, dude. CMJ. I was blown away. I'm super geeked that it's back. Thought it was a really solid first episode. I can't believe how much non-talking is going around in the first family there. I mean.
Families.
Rick's not talking to his wife. He's barely talking to his kid. He takes Alpo away from him, throws it against the wall, doesn't even say a word.
What kind of a father?
What kind of dad is that?
Takes dog food away from their child.
I know.
They were going to eat dog food.
Yeah, they were. For those of you who didn't check it out or just don't remember from Sunday, setup is they open up on the whole gang who has escaped from the farm.
The good old gang.
The good old gang. The Walking Dead gang.
Yeah.
Breaking into a house, killing a bunch of zombies, settling down for a second. More zombies come. They run out of the house, get in the cars, get away. Finally, they just kind of stumble on the prison, which we all know from the comics.
We do.
And Rick gets the bright idea to invade the prison, which is what they do. It's pretty easy at first, and then things, as they tend to do, get really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Andrea and Michonne are on the run, and Andrea has a bad cold.
Yeah. some sort of sickness that they haven't alluded
right.
to.
Yeah.
What about T-Dog?
And T-Dog got some lines, including his first line. His first line, which they were basically like, hey, we're going to let you know T-Dog is going to have a lines this season. So his first line was like, hey, guys, I think maybe we should go into the prison. And if we go into the prison, one of the things that we should do is get rid of the bodies and take them over there so they don't have rot. What do you guys think? I think that's a good idea.
T-Dog, well, T-Dog is the audience surrogate, for me anyway.
Yeah?
He's the character I identify the most with on this show.
Because you mostly shut up?
Yeah,
because
I'm really quiet and I just sort of hang around and like, complaining a lot. that's why he's my favorite character.
Can we talk about, in this episode, how soft zombies are?
Very soft.
They are very soft. There was multiple sequences of everybody just taking lead pipes and like just lightly shoving them through zombies' heads to kill
well,
them.
Well, I think didn't they establish in season two that they are sort of deteriorating? Yeah, that they are getting weaker.
I
even
guess
though there's more of them.
They seem
I guess you don't feed.
Too
the
soft.
Young, you get, yeah, they get softer.
If you don't feed, you get soft.
Yeah, if you don't feed,
you
get soft.
Just like skulls, when people die. They get all mushy.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
gummy.
That's
where bubble gum comes from. it's human bones.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Actually kind of a little bit. Never mind.
I know.
Yeah, it's a little true.
I know science.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
That's why my all animals versus all humans thing is really.
That's a theory.
That's something I think about.
Yeah.
Now, can we talk about the. Did you watch it, first of all?
I did miss this first episode.
You're an asshole.
Whoa. Other people do stuff on Sundays.
That's true.
We were both at Metal Church. Yeah, having
Metal
shots.
Metal Church.
Cool. Body of Christ.
Cool. Are you guys okay if we talk about some spoilers?
Yeah. Right?
Do you want to talk about what happened at the end last season?
I don't know. Are we allowed to?
Yeah, is that okay with you guys? Spoilers.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, let's talk about Herschel.
We can just say, Herschel looking great. Long, crazy hair. Losing it.
No, I got to tell you, something not particularly good happens to Herschel.
Yeah, we all
say
that.
And I was a little upset. I was not expecting that.
You like his grandfatherly presence?
Sure.
In the show, you mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know. There was something about it that I was surprised because I didn't really care about him much last season.
Yeah.
But him coming back, bad things happening to him, I was a little sad about it.
How about the fact that, like, there wasn't even a moment of, like, hey, I'm going to maybe, cut this off because of the thing. I mean, it was just,
It was, it was. Thanks for dancing around spoilers, Pete.
Really nice.
Yeah.
No one will crack that code.
Not a good dancer.
Yeah, you won't figure out that they cut the thing off of Herschel.
Yeah, because of the thing.
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be a mole.
Could be a mole.
Could be a mole.
Yep.
Because, you know, skin cancer.
Because of the bug.
Yeah.
Because of the skin cancer.
It could be a little zombie cancer. Baby that was just nestled against his.
What?
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. Well, we're going to throw a couple other possible things that are happening, so you'll never figure out what actually
and
happened.
And there's a great ending.
Yeah.
Great teaser at the end. Great, really big, holy shit moment that happened. One thing that I do want to mention, I was sitting in Robert Kirkman's panel on Sunday.
Oh,
I thought you were going to get
me.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say I was sitting on Robert Kirkman's patio. I don't know why I thought that.
I thought you thought I was going to say I was sitting on Robert Kirkman's lap.
Yep. Well, that happened.
Yeah, that happened. Well, you guys talked to Robert Kirkman in person.
We did.
Fuck
I just sat in a panel.
Yeah, no, we talked to him in person. We talked about the end of the TV show Dinosaurs. Honestly, in our interview, we spent 5 minutes talking about the TV show
Dinosaurs.
Did
you get him to say not the Baba?
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact.
It was the first thing you said, actually.
You Dinosaur and Kirkman Venn diagram fans, the crossover occurred on our interviews for Newsarama this weekend.
Cool. I was going to say one thing he mentioned when somebody asked him if Abraham from the comic was going to be showing up.
Yeah.
He balked a little bit and he said, well, I'm not going to specifically tell you that. What I will say is that we have 16 episodes, the longest season we've ever done, and there are characters coming up from the comic that you guys have no idea about at this point.
How will we not know about them?
Well, we don't know about them yet. We know Michonne's coming up. We know the governor's coming up. But apparently there's some other people coming up as well.
Oh, man. Some of my favorite characters,
Michonne
like all
so
those
badass.
Zombies.
Yeah, all those zombies and some other guys.
Yeah.
We talking about how badass Michonne is?
Yeah, we can. She is.
Yeah.
Conversation over.
There we go. All right, next thing to talk about. We chatted about it quite a bit. But New York Comic Con, I'm wondering if there's any more highlights, things you guys were excited about, or big news items from the con.
Big news items?
Yeah.
What?
Or any news.
Did we wake you up out of a coma? What happened?
Yeah, that kind of actually sounded like an old-timey news announcement.
Yeah.
That's a big news items. Real big.
Well, no, I mean, it was very popular. I understood that from getting there. The most popular one I'd attended.
It was a very popular convention
very popular.
This weekend.
I think a lot of people left satisfied. And I didn't hear any of the announcements. I was just strolling around, ogling costumes, and harassing artists.
Cool.
So,
wow.
That's the business side of it.
What about you guys? Any big news items you were particularly excited about?
I was actually, just to geek out a little bit, I was excited about the He-Man Masters of the Universe game that's going to be available for your iPad and iPod and iPhone.
Yeah, all those devices.
Cool. I'm really excited for it.
He-Man?
Yeah.
Did you see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Legos?
No. What?
They had a whole thing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not fucking kidding you.
Well, Justin, if you would have bought them, I'm sure Pete would have ran down there.
Exactly.
And gotten
them. That's why I can't show you nice things. Otherwise, you'll have them.
I was pretty excited. Did you guys hear about Agent Coulson is going to be in the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show? Did you guys hear about that? That's pretty exciting. That was a big surprise at the Marvel TV panel. Clark Gregg came in unannounced. They brought him up on stage, talked about his role on Ultimate Spider-Man a little bit, then showed off a clip reel of Agent Coulson in all the movies as like a jokey in-memoriam reel. And he actually got a little teared up because it was very sweet.
Sad.
It was very nice. Came up, thanked all the fans. Everybody gave him huge applause. He started to walk off, comes back on again, and says, "Listen, this is the only time I'm going to get to do this. So do you guys know what a life model decoy is? Do you know what the Vision is? Did you see the British release where I didn't get killed and maybe I'm still alive?" And then started a chant of Coulson lives, Coulson lives. They got to video. Joss Whedon is like, come on, death's got to mean something in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Kevin Feige comes out and says, are you kidding me? We can't have a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show without Coulson. And they announced there that he was going to be the lead in the show. So it was pretty awesome. Crowd went totally nuts. What do you guys think? What's going to happen with Agent Coulson? How are they going to bring him back for the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show?
Well, he never actually died on screen, really.
Right.
What are you talking about? Sure he did.
Do we know that the show takes place after the Avengers movie, though?
Nothing.
I bet it does.
Clone. I don't know. I'll just throw that out there. Clone. Yeah.
Robot clone.
Yeah, they might do a throw. Maybe it'll be a period piece. Like, you know, it'll be 60s Jim Starlin kind of like whatever. Like,
a period piece? Like a chamber drama?
Period. A historical drama. Could stretch back to the 60s.
Yeah. Right?
Anything before 2012.
What? As far back as the 60s?
Good.
The 1960s.
Right. Well, yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. was founded in the 60s. Am I wrong? Or
no, it was founded centuries ago by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yep. Right.
That's
right.
Actually true.
I forgot that. But,
continuity.
That's totally true.
Well,
there you go. What do you guys think? Any thoughts?
Of how he comes back.
I agree with you.
I think he just is alive.
Yeah. I mean, he died. He did actually die off screen. The only way we know that he's dead is a voiceover of Nick Fury saying he's dead. And it's been proven the entire movie of the Avengers was.
Oh, he's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I hadn't thought of that.
Have you ever watched a movie where someone gets shot and then they stand up and do some cool stuff?
Yeah, but.
That might have happened in this movie.
Oh, wow. That just blew my mind.
I know.
Well, am I missing something? Why is Coulson such a huge...
Because he's cool.
Is he?
Yes!
I saw
everyone likes him.
I wasn't walking away like, man, I wish they would
he
give...
connects all the movies.
That's, he's nice.
Yeah,
that's
he's a nice guy.
He's very likable.
All right, well, hey, I like nice people.
That's not true.
Cool. Let's move on and talk about somebody who isn't very nice, you guys. The Red Skull. Or more specifically...
Bruce.
Great job, guys.
Or more specifically, Hugo Weaving has said he does not want to come back as the Red Skull ever. Ever in any Marvel movie.
Yeah, don't talk trash.
So what do you guys think about that? Are you bummed out? Are you really going
to
miss
it? Wait, he said he doesn't want to come back?
He does not want to come back.
What's he doing?
What's he doing? I don't know. Have you heard about three movies called The Hobbit?
If I didn't hear about it, I wouldn't believe you. Because that sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
Yeah, well, those are probably...
He's a great actor. Done. I don't know why
Hugo Weaving?
Yeah.
Because he's Mr. Anderson?
He's done a lot.
Incorrect.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that, a little movie called The Voice of Megatron.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
Priscilla, now that I buy. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Great stuff, Hugo.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Are you bummed that Hugo Weaving will not come back as the Red Skull?
I think it's going to be fine. You know, you put enough makeup on anybody, it's...
So Zane, you're saying you're not super stressed about it.
I've got bigger problems. I'll put it that way.
I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to be Robin, I guess. That's a... I mean, that's a problem for me. I don't know about you.
Zane, you were up for the wall?
I was up for it.
Zane,
and he's in way too many movies.
I say this, and I'm not kidding at all. I could hear you talk about pop culture for hours on it. You should start a podcast where people just say, what do you think about Betty White? And then you talk for a little while and just keep refilling the mechanism with different names.
That's good. Yeah, Betty White, you want to know about?
Yeah.
She's old. She's fucking old.
True that, Dane. If you need a sidekick, I'm there.
All right.
I'll just say
you're just setting this up so you could be on more podcasts.
Yeah, I'm dying to get another podcast.
Yeah.
What?
We were talking about Betty White, and he just yelled out whore.
He didn't?
You're really upset about
That's
this.
How she got it started. She was a whore.
Oh. Yeah. When she was younger, she was very good looking.
She was.
I'm sure.
And she worked in a brothel in a cat house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where that producer met her and said, listen, I want you on the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Yep.
She worked there a long time.
Yep. She worked for 30 years in a brothel and then finally got her big break.
She was discovered.
Pay your dues, everybody. Pay your dues.
That's it for the week again. All right, guys, we're going to move to our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Peter M. LePage.
Peter LePage.
For Monkey to Do.
Malarkey.
No, that's much better.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for attending this evening's show. Yeah, yeah. Get up for yourselves. This is opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics, because if you had $25, you would spend it on comics anyway. Who would like $25? Simply raise your hand. A simple raise of the hand. So, yes, you, shy but confident person. Come on up.
Wow, nice. Yeah. He will also give you one judgment and one compliment.
Yeah.
That's what
How
we do here.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
What is your name?
Star Kendall.
Star Kendall, audience Star Kendall.
Nice. Thank you for using your full name.
All right.
So
today's trivia is on Let's Play God, the new book by IDW.
Right.
If you were paying attention at all to the start of the show.
To the show, yes.
These were all answered. So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question. You listen to all three possible answers.
Okay.
Go 3 for 3. You win $25 free.
All right.
Here we go. Question number one. Trouble starts when a killer targets who? Is it A, an all-girl punk band, B, an all-girl pop band, or C, an all-girl acapella Jay-Z's tribute band?
Oh, hello.
I'm going to go A.
A, all-girl punk band. Yes. Nice job.
All right, I got one down.
Definitely enjoy this. Right. Enjoy this, Zane. This is all your time as well.
Question number two. Who is the band member trying to stop the killer? Is it A, Mo, B, Mel, or is it C, Justin's Birthday Sucks? So it's either A, Mo, or B, Mel.
Oh, I really like C, but I'm going to go...
I had a fine birthday.
I'm going to go B.
B is correct.
Yes, B.
All right. When does the comic come out? Is it A, October 31st, B, October 17th, or is it C, hopefully it's a day that has nothing to do with Justin?
Pete?
That's another possibility there. Oh, man. I'm going to go A.
A, October 31st is when it comes out. $25 free.
Yeah, robs.
Give me your gift certificate.
He always robs the trivia winner. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for paying attention to me.
I'll have you know I have a lot to do with October 31st.
Oh, do you? Damn it.
Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is new comic book day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Hellblazer.
What do you like about Hellblazer, Pete?
Oh, man, I tell you, this Constantine guy's got it rough.
Wow.
He's a regular Andy Cap.
Yeah, if you guys like comics about guys who have it rough, pick up Hellblazer, says M. LePage.
He's an everyman who's just down on his luck.
Yep.
That's pretty much all that book's about.
Yep. Regular blue-collar dude. I'm looking forward to Uncanny X-Men number 20. It's Kieran Gillen's last issue before they do the whole shakeup, and his run has been very, very good.
It's been solid.
Definitely the best part of AVX, I think, and nice to see what he has in store for the last issue.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Fishtown is coming out, IDW.
Fishtown.
Yeah, it's just a re-release, but it's $10 for the hardcover. Oh, friend of the show, Kevin Colden, wrote, drew it, amazing, amazing true crime book about these four kids who were bored and got together and decided to kill somebody. Ostensibly for the money, but really just because they're bored. And it's this amazing look at these characters that really doesn't pull any punches and doesn't provide any answers about it. If you're looking for a book that is off the beaten path, is about true crime, you'd probably be interested about it because it's about murders.
Yeah, no, I love murders. Yeah. So are they all fish? Or?
Yeah, it's a sequel to Fish Police.
Oh, good. So I guess it's the opposite side.
Yep.
It's a criminal, fish criminals.
I thought it was a sequel to Fish School.
Huh?
No?
Fish School, yeah. Fish School. If it's Fish School, Fish School, Fish Police. Fish Police Academy, which is a great prequel.
Oh, man.
I only solve murders at, around families.
Yeah.
Families.
I heard Hugo Weaving is doing a movie version of the Fish Trilogy. Is that true?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. It's a great trilogy we've
I would actually, I would love to see Hugo Weaving in a movie version of Fish Police.
I'll tell you what, the thing why it's a bummer, why he's not playing Red Skull, because he has that weird face. Is that he almost has a Red Skull face.
Yeah.
Bony
face. No,
that's
his real face.
See, I knew
In the movie, he took off
I told
his
that to you and you didn't believe me.
He was wearing his real face. Yeah.
No, it's his real face.
Guys, I think he's a great actor. He can do what he wants, all right?
What do you love him in?
Everything he's done.
Everything?
Yeah.
Everything?
I don't believe you.
Okay. All right. Sean, what are you looking forward to?
I'm going
to
get political. I'm going to say the Barack Obama biography.
Nice.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I think Spider-Man is crossing over into that.
Finally, good.
It's a really good event.
I think this comic book will put to rest all of the doubts that some people in America have about his origins, so...
Yeah, this is a thing. It comes with his full birth certificate, actually. In
a
fold-out,
yeah.
No way.
It's really a classic Mad Magazine fold-in of his birth certificate. It's really great.
And plug some of your stuff. What should people check out? Sean.
Sorry?
Sean. What should people check out, Sean?
Oh,
of yours.
Badtheaterfest.com. It starts next week. Oh,
Is it theater with an E-R or R-E?
It's theater with an E-R.
All right.
Thank you for asking.
Good American. Good.
Great.
That's not pretentious.
None of that pompous shit.
Absolutely not.
Except for the beard.
What else are you going to say? You're going to plug something else?
I don't know. Bad Film Fest is going to happen next year. So look out.
Nice.
And is that film with an R-E or an E-R?
Yeah.
We haven't.
Is it the film with a PH or an F?
Yeah, we're still in planning stages for that.
All
so.
Right. Well, let us know what happens
Absolutely,
with the
yeah.
ER.
Yeah.
Zane, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
BPRD 1948.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm a big BPRD fan. I've read the entire run, which is what? It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, Hellboy as a child, I guess, will be in there.
Yep.
Usually.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I read a preview
of
the issue.
Did you see all pancakes?
What? Pancakes?
I thought he said
he loves pancakes. Hellboy
loves
pancakes as a child. Come on, guys.
I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler about tomorrow's issue. There's a reference to him eating pancakes in the issue.
I believe that.
Yeah,
that was in 1947 also. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's why we read comics, for the little Easter eggs like that.
Yeah.
It's just great storytelling.
Yeah.
It just sucks when someone ruins it.
I know. What a huge spoiler. How am I going to enjoy the issue?
Boy.
God, Alex.
It's Hellboy and the Haunted Pancakes.
Yeah.
I would actually totally read that. All right, Zane, what should people check out?
You should check out Let's Play God. It actually has been moved up to October 24th, so you can check it out. You can go on Halloween, though, if you want to get wild. It'll probably still be there. It might be sold out. Go back on Halloween and buy it again. That's the way I feel.
Fuck yeah.
And,
that's the way
with IDW. And, we have a couple anthologies, Animal Kingdom and Occupy Comics. Check those out. Detective Warlock. .com is our webcomic that we pulled stories from, new stories for those anthologies. And ZaneGrant.org if you want to see.
.org?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Congrats.
I have all my, best chess contests on there.
You post what contest?
Best chess contest.
Best chess?
Yeah. As well as...
Can I enter?
Who
can enter the best chess?
You want to go? It's a competition.
You want to go?
Just me. It's against me.
Yeah, it's always.
I'm also
you.
The judge.
How about this? Zane's chest or a lion's chest, Justin?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Zane.
I don't know. The way Zane does, I got to see a lion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all animals versus all humans in a chess best chess contest?
Who would win?
Starting to get into a lot of real weird questions there.
Big crossover, you guys. A couple of things before we go. Next week on the show, William Rosato from G.I. Joe is going to be here.
Is he an actual Joe?
Yeah.
Holy shit. How did we get one of those?
Yeah, he's the one that explodes stuff.
Oh, what is his name?
I don't really know that much about G.I. Joe.
Explodor.
No, all of the G.I. Joe characters' names are sort of like ancillary to what their expertise. Like Shipwreck was like the naval dude. And that's the only one I know because I wasn't allowed to watch G.I. Joe.
It's kind of a disparaging term. It's
huh? Like Roadblock had a Jeep or something.
Yeah.
What was like what did Captain Jerkoff do?
I don't know. I never got to explore his origin.
Oh, okay.
Until later in life.
We'll have to ask William Rosato next week.
Yeah, definitely.
On the show.
Are you saying that's what his name is or my name?
I don't know. We'll establish it next week. Pete, anything you want to plug before we go?
Yes, friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
You can follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. Please do.
Check out our website, comicbookclublive.com and nerdist.com. For the podcast and more, of course, check out CMJ.
Thank you for joining me for 120 minutes.
And a couple of people we want to thank. Before we go, I want to thank Sean for being on the show.
Zane.
But most of all, we want to thank you guys here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Fontana's in New York.
Tell your
totally
friends.
Free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Next week, we got the Muddy Muddy Boss Tones and Third Eye Blind.
Muddy Muddy Boss Tones?
Comic Book Club.